Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
An elected official paid a visit to discuss how he is helping save taxpayer money. Let's go in-depth with Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand. So, Rob, happy birthday.
Thanks, Bob. 40.
40. Well, to me, you're still a kid.
I look pretty young, so you're not alone on that one.
Well, and you're tough, too. You're doing 483 miles today, traveling around. What are you up to?
Well, your town hall down there in Marion County. And there's a big event tonight in Clear Lake that I'm heading to. And then I'll drive over westward over to Okoboji. And I also had a trip to Iowa City in before I made it to Marion County this morning.
What was it for all? Pretty much the same thing? Convey the message of the auditor's office? Or are you doing a little bit with respect to running for re-election?
A little of both. I drive my own vehicle. I hope to submit mileage. And that way, if I've got a day where it's a mix, I feel like I'm still making sure we're keeping the pot separate.
Your event today wasn't a partisan event. You were reaching out and saying a lot of the things that your office does to save money, for one thing, and then to reward people that save money. Can you tell us about the different programs?
Absolutely. I think one of the best successes that we've had has been our government efficiency program. It's called PIE, stands for Public Innovations and Efficiency. It's so good that Mississippi has copied it. This program is only 2 years old. It helps city, county, and school districts find ways to save taxpayer money, do more with less. In the second year of the program, we have over 500 entities participating, and a lot of them have they've increased their efficiency practices in place by 20%. So we're just kind of trying to make it easy for people in positions of public trust to save money.
Do you have any idea about how much money has been saved since this has been implemented?
It'd be really hard to get an estimate through the program. We have estimates for certain items in the program. There are items in there that are kind of penny pinchers, but there's others that are going to save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Certainly a conservative estimate to say that in the long run, this program is going to save Iowans hundreds of millions of dollars. That's no joke.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand. And you were telling us that sometimes people find your audits valuable. Tell us about that. And you make sort of a joke about most people don't find audits valuable. Why are your audits valuable?
You know, we're after the truth. And we think that most people find the truth valuable. Now, we had one that didn't get much media coverage here in Iowa, where we were looking at our Medicaid contracts to kind of see how they compare to different states. And the state of Oregon even reached out and said, hey, we like this report you use. We're going to use that to toughen up our contracts by taking the tougher language from different states and putting it into our own. So, you know, at the end of the day, what we do is we investigate and we report. And so anybody effectively that thinks that the truth is important and integrity and accountability are important, they're going to always find our reports valuable.
Now, I always look at the audits when they're delivered in our, you know, in our listening area, and I look at them and I see some common patterns that you identify that I think are just sort of inevitable in small towns. And do you take that into account? Like, for example, oh, there's not enough division of authority. Well, the office is only so big.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, we sort of have an obligation to write it up. But keep in mind that, you know, we have the power to investigate, We have the power to report, but we don't have the power to find people or anything like that. For some of these findings, you know, these are people who are in a volunteer position. They're in a small town. All their time they're putting into it, they're donating free already. And so our job is to be the auditor, and we're going to tell them, you know, what things are not getting done that ideally would be done. But a lot of that stuff comes with, you know, a recognition of the fact that the situation and circumstances they're in, they can hardly get it done. The flip side of that is we actually have tried to change some of our recommendations to actually help people in rural areas find more practical ways to get done what it is that we're saying is better protect taxpayers. A good example of that is the Iowa Constitution has always prohibited donations to nonprofits. But in rural areas, you'll see a lot of cities and counties contributing to an area nonprofit because they're there. And, you know, the 6-county area, for example, might need whatever it is. Well, what we ask folks is drop a pretty simple contract and lay out, you know, what the city's giving and what the city's getting in return. And that's going to give you a lot more accountability over those tax dollars to make sure that you don't end up in a turf battle where you've handed some of that public money away to somebody as a donation to an organization and then don't have any ability to see what actually happened with it.
Well, and sort of the flip side of this, sort of tangentially, I guess, is the public officials that take money from taxpayers. And I was surprised to hear you say that there's no jail time for that. Is that true? I mean, well, it's true. You told me it's true, but I find it hard to believe no jail time or just probation for somebody stealing $1 million.
Jail time, but it's not mandatory. I'd like it to be mandatory.
I see.
I want to see the state move toward taxpayers. You are going to go to prison. The problem right now is you can have people who steal hundreds of thousands of dollars. They don't serve a single day. And I think that frankly, encourages people to steal money rather than discouraging it. That's something that I'm pretty sure, personally, that we want to discourage.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand. One of the things that was interesting today was Dave Ritchie, who apparently used to work for the auditor's office many years ago. He asked about some software that the state is using that there's some problems with. And I didn't know what he's talking about. And incidentally, I have to give a shout out to Dave and his wife Janet. They're going to be Iowans of the Year later this month, I think the 15th or 16th, at the state fair. But anyway, he asked about something that I didn't understand at all what you and he were talking about. Can you explain what's going on?
Oh, sure. So Dave, congrats to him and his wife. That's fantastic and exciting news from there. Dave was asking about the purchase of a software program for by state government. It's called WorkNet. And this Workday program is relatively big in the private sector, but it's for accounting and payroll. And those things look different in public sector, government, than they do in the private sector. And so the addition of this program really has caused a lot of, it's been a very sticky transition, a very problematic transition to use state of government, Iowa government. In addition to that, the purchase of it was originally done with COVID funds, which was not legal. It was not an appropriate use of the dollars. Never was even close to an appropriate use of those dollars. And so he was asked about that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the governor needs to pay for that program appropriately. But if that's the program the governor wants, that's the governor's decision. That said, I think it's important for Iowans to understand that former chief of staff works for Workday now, and the program itself has not had great results in other states around the country. So the implementation of it in Iowa has been pretty problematic. I genuinely hope that smooths out because we got plenty of work to do, but we'll see where things go from here.
Well, and I remembered this when it happened, but you were also, you mentioned that you didn't think it was a wise move for the governor to return millions of dollars of federal money. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is pretty simple to me. We're on a 50-member team, there's 50 states in this country. When this country gets together and makes a decision at the federal level, in California and New York and Texas and Illinois, Florida, a lot of those wealthier states, say, hey, we're going to send some money to Iowa. Well, you know what? I'm proud of Iowa. I think we work hard. I think we do a lot for the rest of this country. And I think when the rest of this country looks at us and says, hey, send Iowans some resources to take care of this stuff, but we ought to use it. If we get federal dollars, we ought to invest them in Iowa. Whatever it is that we're doing helps get something done that lightens the burden on Iowa. So I don't like seeing federal funds returned.
Well, I would guess that, some people would say that's the responsible thing to do because the federal government shouldn't be giving out so much money, and it's led to inflation.
Yeah, and you know what? I do have concerns about how much money the federal government has given out. I do have concerns about balancing the budget. Those are decisions that are made by the federal government, not by state government. And the only thing, if the federal government has already made that decision, the only thing we are doing in Iowa by rejecting it is making ourselves poorer than every other state with getting the money and putting it into their state's resources. It can go to infrastructure, it can go to jobs, and all of that is investments in the state that make a meaningful difference in our future. I don't think that impoverishing ourselves in comparison to other states actually is good for the state.
Well, somebody in the audience, maybe two people, brought up, different state investments and out-of-state corporations to come here and create jobs. You had some thoughts on that.
Yeah, we've looked at a couple of job creation programs. One of them we audited this year and found that there was actually no way for us to actually know or really even measure whether that tax credit program was creating new jobs. Surprise, surprise, we had looked at the same program 10 years ago and had reached the same conclusion. So we've had 10 years now where state government had the ability to get out there and fix that program and make sure it was actually delivering something for Iowans. They haven't done anything.
What's on the horizon for you? What are there big projects, big investigations, anything really big happening that you want, that you can give us a little bit of a hint about that we might be seeing soon?
Can't do hints because we're not allowed to. We've got to maintain our audits as confidential, information that we're learning in them, that is, until we get them released. But I can tell you this, we take the idea of deterrence really seriously. I'm proud to have been assertive in this role as state auditor. Everybody has the same answer to this question. Would you rather have a watchdog that barks a little bit too much or maybe not quite enough? I mean, if your watchdog doesn't bark enough, people figure it out, and pretty soon you start getting taken advantage of. And so I think by having this office be one that's assertive and willing to take people on and challenge people who are in positions of power and people in positions of trust, I think taxpayers are better served by that. You know, we got stories from people around the state about public employees, having conversations about whether or not the state auditor is going to approve something, having conversations about whether or not they need to stop a purchase that they used to make or that they knew they shouldn't make. They prove it. Just by being here and being assertive, we're getting Iowa into a better place where maybe we're preventing some of the stuff that could be going on. We're proud of that.
Thanks to Rob Sand for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.